everybody. Welcome to Mogul Talk with Darcell Lari, where success is just a byproduct of who we are. It's your girl, your host, Darcell, where every week I'll be bringing you a Mogul Minute of inspiration, new topics, and surprise guests. Stay tuned. It's time for your Mogul Minute of inspiration. Can I get a drum roll, please? And today's Mogul Minute is, we are accountable to the next generation. We have to give the next generation a world that does not frighten them. Let me say that again for the people in the back. We are accountable to the next generation. We have to give the next generation a world that does not frighten them. See, I'm very passionate because as an educator, and on today's episode, we'll have a special guest talking about the up-and-coming generation. And I feel like it is our duty as millennials or just even older generations to be able to mentor, guide, lead, strengthen the up-and-coming generation. And not just kind of feel like they don't know anything or we're just leaving them there or they'll figure it out on their own, right? Or they, you know, sometimes counting them out. We need to count them in, be willing to learn from the up-and-coming generation, be able to put in policies that can be able to give our up-and-coming generation a better world to live in. I'm really passionate about, you know, making space and making room and giving voice to young people so that we can all learn and grow from one another. Because clearly, if we look at today's world and society, we got some things right, we got some things down packed, but we don't have it all together. And so being able to create room and create space for our up-and-coming generation and being able to lead and guide them and mentor them and create a better world and society that accepts them, that encourages them, I think that is a world that we need to leave to our next generation. And that was your Mogul Minute of Inspiration. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Mogul Talk with Darcell Lari. It's your girl, Darcell, and we're back for another episode. I want to say thank you to all of my Mogul fam for hanging in there with me. We're here for season 5, and we have a special guest today. Shania Saleh is in the building.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm so happy to have you on our episode today.
I'm happy to be here.
Yes. And so, Shania, can you want to kind of say how we know each other?
So we know each other from, it was the Urban League of Philadelphia, right? Mm-hmm. I was in ninth grade.
Yes, you were.
I was in there for like 4 years. You're telling me. My whole high school year. Mm-hmm. Because I came in the summer program, the end of my ninth grade year for the summer.
Yes.
So it transitioned me to 10th through 12th.
Yes.
And it helped me a lot. Yes. The internship, the paid internship. Mm-hmm.
The paid internship.
Amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Professional development. Mm-hmm. That helped. For sure.
Yeah.
I think you're aging me
because I know you since you were in high school. Yes. And now you are a grown woman and doing major things.
For sure.
And so I'm just so grateful like to have you and just honored to have you on this, you know, on
I'm
this
happy
podcast.
To be here.
Yeah.
This is really gonna be fun.
Yes. So let's get into it. We're gonna talk today about the up and coming generation. And I think a lot of people have, you know, comments, concerns, questions about the up and coming generation, especially, right. you know, whether it's people my age or people older than me that are like, I don't know what's going on. It seems like the world is just doing a lot right now.
Right, right.
And there's concerns, right? And so just kind of want to be able to, like, you know, debunk some of those myths. You know, yeah. I work with children young adults. So my perception is very different because I look at it as if you have relationship with young people, a lot of times you can see their talent and all the things that they possess. And I'm very hopeful of our future.
Right, right.
But a lot of people have, like, girl, like, you know, what's going on? I'm scared. I'm nervous. And I'm always like, there's nothing to be nervous about. They're just trying to figure it out, just like, you know, when I was trying to figure it out. So let's get into our first question. I have some notes. So what would you say you're most proud of your generation?
I'm most proud of, I feel like that's a tough one because people in my generation were focused on the negative, because the first thing you hear people say is this generation is not like the last generation, or
right,
or you know, like, for example, my grandparents would be like, this generation is not how it was in my generation.
Right.
We did not do this when it's coming up. We did not do that when you were coming up. So I feel like it's a lot of negative to the point I couldn't even focus on the positive. So that's like a very good question. But I would say, I definitely can see in this generation, people are more so leaning to being their own boss.
Right? I love that.
So I think that's a plus, because back in my parents' generation and my grandparents' generation, they were taught, which is still fine, you have to go to college.
Right.
You're not successful if you if you don't go to college. But now it's like success is up to the, like, what you think success is. So I think that's the positive part for my generation, because it's like you can determine officially your success. You're not peer pressured or like pressured into society's success.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So it's like, I would say that's the positive.
I agree. I think one thing that I love is that your generation really wants to, and let's define. So I'm a millennial. Yeah. Are you a Gen Xer?
No, Gen Z.
You're Gen Z. Okay.
Yeah, Gen Z. Yeah. 2000.
I can't even keep up. Okay. But
after
you're Gen
the 2000s. Yeah, Gen Z.
You're a Gen Zer. I'm a millennial. So when we talk about different generations, give context to the people.
Right, right, right.
Because people think I'm like still 21. And I'm like, no, it's a little bit older. But you know, the melanin be working. So
it don't crack.
But so we don't have big of a, you know, there is an age difference, but not a huge age difference.
Right, right.
We're not too far away from one another as far as generations.
Right.
However, one thing that I am proud of your generation is that y'all want more work and like work life balance.
For sure.
So when you talk about being an entrepreneur, one, y'all want to be your own boss. But even for those who do want to work in a like traditional 9-to-5. Y'all are like fighting I want a 4-day work week.
And that, yes.
I don't want to be working, you know, for 30 years and then just retire. I want to actually, and not actually spend time with my family or do the creative projects or whatever.
Yeah.
Y'all want that freedom, and I'm here for it. If I could vote for that, I would. Because, like, I would love a 4-day work week over a 5-day. And for some people, it's even more. So.
Yeah.
You know, so I love the fact that you guys are willing to break barriers and push boundaries. And I think every generation has, like, broken some barriers. And we think about, like, a couple generations ago, whether it's my grandparents, your grandparents, you know, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. So, like,
that's
them pushing, you know, doing, you know, fighting for us to be able to vote, especially as Black and brown people, right? You know, them being their own rebels.
Right.
And then us trickling down to the other generation. So, I absolutely love that you're proud of that, because I'm also proud of that
I am. Yeah. I'm really proud of that, because it's really, I like to see it, because it's like, it helps. So it's like, in the beginning when I entered entrepreneurship, I didn't have, my friends weren't entrepreneurs yet. So I didn't have somebody my age to talk to if I'm stressed out or if I'm overwhelmed. And it's like, I don't know what's going on here. Like, I'm new to this. But now this generation is really valuing, like, it's okay to be your own boss. Like, it's okay if you don't go to college. It's okay if you're an entrepreneur, like, fresh out of high school or in high school. Because I started entrepreneurship when I was in high school.
Yes.
I started in 10th grade. So, but it helps. Like, it really helps when you have people in your generation that wants to do the same thing you're doing. And you kind of can relate to, you know, somebody else or somebody that's going through what you're going through, or not even your age. It could be anybody that's doing what you're doing.
Right.
So it helps in this generation, because it creates that balance. It makes you feel not alone.
Yeah. I love that, like, where you all can lean on each other, and y'all have the power of social media. And we'll get into social media in a second. But one of the things that I love about your generation as well is I feel like you guys are unapologetically yourself.
Okay, right, right.
And so whether, like, one of the things, especially in my, as a millennial, an older millennial, we were all about the silk presses. We were like, I don't even, like, remember.
The hair
think, yeah, like, I don't even think during high school I even rocked my hair curly at all.
Wow.
And so I love that you guys are like, this is me.
Really?
And then, you know, so I really appreciate that, because I think you guys are coming into, like, your own and, like, who you are.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is how we all should be.
Right.
And I feel like I had to learn to become that mm-hmm. because of the generations before
right.
where like even hair textures, mm-hmm. hairstyles, what's approved, what's not approved, right. you know, wanting to be able to assimilate into, you know, American culture
and blend in
yes. and wanting to look like other people yes. that we are not meant to look like. Mm-hmm. And so I think you guys are like, no, this is me.
But I think we kind of still struggle with that.
Okay.
In my generation, I think we kind of still struggle with that because even when, like you just said, I actually never rocked my curly hair when I was
in high school.
When I was in, not in high school, like in middle school.
In middle school, okay.
I didn't want to rock my curly hair, so mm-hmm. I did relaxers. Mm-hmm. But by the time I got to 7th grade, I'm like, you know what, forget this. This is not what I don't want to do, mm-hmm. right? I really mm-hmm. just want to be me, right?
Right.
I stopped putting relaxers in my hair, and I started to embrace my real hair, my natural
yeah.
hair. So I just did a big chop.
Yeah.
Ever since then, I'm like, this is my hair. Whatever I want to do, I want to do. Whatever
right.
style I want
to rock,
I want
to
rock.
You can switch it up to whatever we want to do.
Yes. So, like, that's the beauty yes. of it. And then, but now it's like, I really just feel that in my generation, Gen Z, as far as we have social media, it's a blessing and a curse. But
mm-hmm.
I think everyone is trying to blend into mm-hmm. with the whole social media, like, life. Because some people they take it seriously. And then some people just really fake things because
yeah.
they're peer pressure of yeah. that part of society when it comes to social media.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the body shaming and the body
yes.
image and stuff like that. So it's like, I think people are still kind of, it's still certain areas where it's like that.
Yeah.
But it's like it comes at the end of the day, we all learn it's within you. Like you
yeah.
have to have that self-love for you and because you want that self-love, you can't like seek validation.
Yes.
And then, you know, it's like.
You can't seek the likes.
And then it could be brainwashing to some people mm-hmm. because like the first thing you do is just you pull out your phone and you scroll.
Yeah. Oh my yeah. gosh. I've had to learn to, when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I don't do is mm. like scroll through social media. Like
really?
Take a pause. Make sure that if it's praying in the morning, mm-hmm. just like getting my thoughts together, putting some worship on, whatever it is.
Yes.
And I'm like, all right, let me get my thoughts together before I hop on social media.
I had to work
media.
On that too, though.
I had to work on it.
I went on
me.
A social media like cleanse or fast, mm-hmm. whichever way you really
oh,
want to call
good.
It. Like, so I did it like a couple years back, but I think it was during COVID. I was like, you know, I just need a break.
That was the hardest time because everybody was on social because we had nothing
yeah.
else to do.
But I couldn't.
The pandemic.
Just couldn't. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I just couldn't really
yeah
deal with it at the moment. So I was just like, I just need a break. So it's easy to just like not have my phone on me anymore.
Oh,
I'm
girl.
Not really worried about, you know, I'm not really like worried about like, okay.
So and that's a rarity so, for your generation.
I know, but so, it's like yeah. I can go a day without my phone if I really wanted to or if
that's
I needed
good.
To. But it's like, you know, like one time I left my phone and like at home and I was like, I left my phone. I'll be okay.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, it's fine.
It's funny because I grew up mm-hmm. in a generation and we're talking about like one of the OGs of the millennials, right? I'm more
right.
of the OG millennial, right?
Right
there's
right,
younger
right.
millennials and then there's like the OG millennials.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up where I didn't have a cell phone.
Right.
We had pay phones.
Right. With the antenna.
Well, it had like a little
like
string
little
attached,
antenna.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so you had to carry around like quarters with you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to call mom,
put the quarter
dad,
in.
Like, hey, pick me up at the
okay.
mall. You put the quarter in.
Okay, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, you write the phone number. And you had to mm-hmm. memorize the phone numbers.
Oh, yes.
We didn't have a
I'm
phone.
You didn't have no contacts or nothing.
No, unless you carried around your contact book. Like, you know, your little phone book.
Because
we wrote it down.
We did have phone books.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, or you could, mm-hmm. I think it was, like, the operator or something like that. You can, like, ask them to, like, call,
okay.
like, such and such.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'll give them first name, last name, or whatever.
Right.
But you had to remember numbers. And so I had excellent memory back then because
right.
I remembered things. Now I, because of
you
technology,
rely on it.
I only remember two numbers and that's it.
Oh,
so
wow.
I don't okay. have anything by heart anymore. Where
mm-hmm.
back then, you know, that was like survival. Like if you
had
didn't,
to know
like,
it.
If
you
want
to
ride
it.
Home, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, mom come pick me up from the mall. Like I had to remember mom's number,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
so, or to call my friends and things like that.
Right.
So going a whole day without a phone was like normal.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me, like it was like coming home to like hear my answer machine and see if I had like any missed calls, if anybody
mm-hmm.
called the house phone.
Right.
But now like a house phone is like non-existent now. Like nobody uses it. You know,
it's
like
I experienced a house phone though. I had that experience, so I'm glad I experienced it for sure. I experienced having a house phone, so that's great. And I experienced the flip up phones.
Oh yeah,
I experienced that, and it was what's it called, like Razor.
Yeah,
like
Razor.
Years ago, it was like Razor. Yeah. I experienced that, the Sidekick. I don't know if you remember that. Yes. It was a phone.
And then
the
we had to T9 text. So do you know what that is?
No. So, oh, wait, when you double-click the number?
Yes. So every number had three letters.
Yes, and you had to.
And you had to, like, click the number multiple times to get to that number.
To get to that letter. Yes. Yeah,
so it wasn't
like
a full keyboard.
I remember that. Yep, I
that's
do.
Like the original texting.
Yeah.
So sure. When the Sidekick came out and it had a full keyboard.
The keyboard, you just was like,
this is amazing, like, you know? So
yeah,
it's definitely interesting to see how like technology has grown changed and evolved.
It's scary.
It's scary.
Me being in college and like one of my classes is a Gen Z class.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like we cover about AI. Like we basically AI.
Right.
How technology is changing.
I still don't even know how to work AI or like what that like really is.
It's just like it's interesting. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting because one of my digital system classes is like we learn coding.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Mm-hmm. We learn about the technology and stuff. So it's like they give us a little lessons here and there how it's changing, and it's like pros and cons.
Yeah.
But it's still changing as we speak.
Yeah.
So.
It's still evolving. Now for speaking of technology. Mm-hmm. We can't talk about technology without talking about social media. So do you feel social media is a good thing or a bad thing? Because, you know, my social media was, which I still love to this day, was MySpace.
Really? Okay.
So MySpace was like, so you could create like your backgrounds. You could have like your music. So when people come to your page, you can have like a little song, a little vibe, you know?
My sisters had MySpace. Yes. I never got a chance to meet because I was still a child, like toddler, but like until I was like 4 or 5. So like
MySpace was the vibe. MySpace. I think I was in high school when MySpace was around. Yeah. So that was like social media for me. It was kind of like, and it wasn't this thing where, you know, at least for me, what I remember, it wasn't this thing where like now working in high schools where there's like bully accounts and there's
cyberbullying.
Yeah, where like now this generation, you guys have pages for certain schools or certain teachers that y'all are like roasting and this and that. Not saying you personally, but this generation.
Yeah. I went to high school. I know.
Yeah. So it's like, I know we didn't really do that. Like, at least from. Like, our bullying was, like, face-to-face. It wasn't on social media.
Right.
Or when we did, like, then Facebook came around, like, where people went away to college. And it was like, oh, let's keep in touch with your loved ones. Right. That's what Facebook was, like, originally created for. But then we got the IGs and we got the TikToks and the Twitters and all that. How do you feel like your generation is taking social media? Is it good, bad, in between, both? Like
I want to say it's both because you have people that's literally like on social media for strictly business, right? Or their personal brand. And then you have people that's on social media to be passive with their emotions and thoughts.
Can you expound a little bit more on what do you mean by like passive with their emotions?
So like some people in my generation, in this generation, they lack communication skills. So what they can't say to a person directly, they'll probably just post it. And that's like their outlet, or they don't have someone that they can talk to, so that's their outlet, right?
Right.
So it's like they have no one to talk to and really like vent to, so they're putting everything on social media.
Yeah,
which is kind of bad because you have someone that could use that against you, or
yes, that's true.
Just like abuses in any shape or form, and then you just have people that's just. Like, I'm just here just to have it and post whatever I want. So it's like, I think it's both. It plays a part. I think that's with anything where you can have something or you just choose what to do with it.
Right.
So like we have phones. We can choose to use it for the good or the bad.
Yeah.
You have a brain and a mouth and you can be vocal and you can choose to use it for good or bad. Like you can be nice and be kind-hearted and say nice things, or you can be cold-hearted and say bad things.
Yeah,
so it's like it's really it depends on how you use it because you have something that no one can't take away from you that you own, but That's true. How are you going to use it? How are you going to motivate or discourage people? You get what I'm saying? So it's like, I think it depends on the person. Like, you have to really choose how are you going to use it.
Yeah.
You can't, you can utilize it, but don't abuse it, you know?
And that's what we had to get to a place, like, on social media, as across all generations, is making sure that we're not abusing, you know, our social media use, like, taking responsibility. I feel like there's been so many amazing things. Like, I feel like news gets around so much faster.
So fast.
You know, if there's, like, you know, someone that's being wrongfully, you know, like, racially profiled or something.
Right.
That type of stuff gets, you know, blasted and more attention than it used to in my generation, where we didn't really have access to our, you know, phones as much as you guys do.
Right.
So I think that's the beauty that I see, is that there's more awareness.
Right.
So when something is happening, the other thing that I think is, like, the negative is, I wonder if, and I have nieces, I told you a little earlier, I have 8 nieces and nephews, and one of my nieces, well, 2 of them, my niece and nephew are your age, right? And so they're Gen Zers. And it's funny to see my niece and nephews in the same room, and they're all talking to each other, but through text.
Wow.
Like, they're not talking to each other.
Wow.
And so I just wonder, my concern is, like you said, the communication skills, where there's certain people who are passive, or they're putting it on social media and they're not addressing conflicts, or just not learning how to be present and have fun
in the moment.
Like, I'm really big on, if I'm out with my friends, I'll do, like, a little quick pick, a little quick boomerang. But then my phone is a way to really, like, be in the moment and connected. Do you feel like your generation, and I know it's just some people, it's not all people, do you feel like that's a struggle? Like,
that is a struggle. That's definitely a struggle. Now, me particularly, like, in my friend group, we literally, like you said, we get, let's see, we have to take a picture of the food real quick, and let's just dig in. And then, like, we really talk and connect. But, like, some people, I will, when I go out in public, I'll see them, they're on their phones, and it's like they're spending time with each other looking down at their cellular device.
They don't look
up. So it's like, and they don't look up. So it has really, like, an impact in the bad way. It affects the communication skills, because I think people in this generation, they say, like, oh, yes, we value mental health. Mental health is everything, right? But when it comes to expressing yourself and being, like, you know, expressing your emotions and explaining how you feel and telling someone how you feel, they can't do it without being passive.
Yeah.
And that's very concerning.
Yeah.
So it's like, years ago, you guys didn't have phones. You had to be direct.
Right. You either write a letter, you do something. You know, you either address it direct, like, or, you know, and it's interesting, because I feel like now, too, like, you know, if we had a problem with each other, it was, like, so, like, almost like those movies back in the day. 3 o'clock outside. Like, it was like, and then it's like, you just kind of be like, all right, cool. All right. And then you go back to, like, and then the next day, everything's fine. Where I feel like now things get so escalated. Where if you guys don't like someone, then it's a fight. Then it's like your mama coming up, your daddy coming up. Like, it's like, it to me, it's just been escalating. When we talk about mental health, I feel like we really need to learn conflict resolution.
For sure.
Because I feel like that will really help with some of the triggers that we have on the inside. Some of the things that are bothering us, we don't have to bottle it up. And I think already as Black and brown people, we're already taught to bottle so much up that I feel like we need to learn how to freely speak and like respectfully speak to one another. And it's okay if we don't agree. Like, we don't have to agree. My job is not to convince you to be like me or to have my perspective or vice versa. It's about, like, how can we come together and collaborate and hear each other and make each other, you know, feel seen. And then if there's some things that we agree on, great. If there's some things we need to work on, okay, we'll work on them. But I think that's something that, like, I think across all generations, we are still struggling.
Yes, for sure. I think my generation, they are willing to unlearn, to relearn certain things, but not when it comes to
the older generation,
the passive communication. Because now that we have our cellular device and people communicate through it, the first thing somebody posts on social media, my generation is, my phone on D&D.
Right.
Or phone on do not disturb, peace emoji. So it's like, And it's like, why don't you just say how you feel to whoever that you're trying to, you know, tell
them.
It's
the subliminals that are put out there.
It's the subliminal messages that you're putting out there. Just like, my phone on D&D, like, do not disturb. Mm-hmm. So it's like, why don't you just say how you feel? Because it will help. And then some people, they tell people how they feel, but they're not telling the person that offended them how they feel.
I can't stand those posts, okay? Like, when you're doing the subliminals or when people post, like, social media as their diary.
Yes.
I can't. I'm like, please, buy a journal.
You gotta do something, right? I can't. But that just really comes from people in my generation that doesn't have support. And we understand that, and it's okay, but, like, you gotta find another outlet.
Yes, because everybody don't need to be in your business. Everybody don't need to be in the tea. And then people start taking it certain ways, and then it creates beefs that don't really need to be beefs. Mm-hmm. It just needs to be a conversation.
Yes.
So I'm with you on that. Like, we need to get better at communication.
For sure.
When you talk about, like, since you mentioned mental health, is there any areas, how can we do better with our mental health? Like, you know, I know we both spoke earlier, like, where, you know, I've been in therapy, you've been in therapy. How do you feel like that's helped you? Do you feel like most people your age are scared to go to therapy, or is it more acceptable now?
So I think it's more acceptable, but I think a lot of people in high school, I don't think they know that each high school has a counselor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That has, like, their certifications or degree in like therapy. Like, they just have it's a title, I think, that just misleads them, where it's just it's counseling, not therapy, right?
Yeah.
I think if in the Philadelphia School District, me, because I attended the Philadelphia School District, if they change the title from counseling to in school therapy, I think people more, like, will grab it.
So you think of the word counseling.
Yes. Because, like, counseling, I think, because, like, they just like,
it, like, has push a little it to the side. Bit of, like, stigma,
it's
just to it.
It's like counseling, right? Because, like, I think some people hear counseling, they're like, oh,
something wrong with me.
My grades ain't right.
Right.
They might want to like, talk to me. I'm in a counselor's office. And because that's the first
almost
thing.
Almost like it's like punishment.
That's the first thing a counselor would do, or that's there for the kids in school is the grades. But they're there for everything.
Right.
To talk, to vent, to help you, to listen. If you don't have an ear at home, you can, Or is there some things you don't want to talk to your parents about that you just want to talk to your counselor about,
right?
So it's like, once I found that out about, like, the counseling and what it meant in high school, it's like, oh, so you're everything. You're here to help me out on the right track, to keep track of my grades and my attendance and my transcript, and you're here for me to be an ear I can vent to you. Like, that's amazing. So once I learned the actual true meaning of, like, the counselor's position in my school, it was like, I have the access to free therapy in my school.
Yes, free therapy
I think that's what people kind of misunderstand.
So we need to do some new language around the school counselor. Mm-hmm. So that way your generation, even the younger generation that's coming up, can feel like this is more acceptable. This is a safe place to come, not only for academic or when I'm in trouble, or, you know, but also a place, like you said, to vent. So changing the language.
I think people more definitely the young men, because don't get me wrong, I feel for females too, right? But it's just like, I think the men has more of a,
well, us women use
struggle,
more words,
so, you know, they say, so it's like,
I think us women are more prone to talk, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of how
they suffer in silence. Men suffer in silence. I think once they change that, and during the schools, because it starts while they're young, right?
Yeah.
So once they change that title from counselor to therapy, or name it in school therapy, I think a lot of people will gravitate towards it, like, oh, I need to go there. Like, I think it'll be more people knocking on the counselor door at the school.
Yeah, because I definitely want,
I
feel like a lot of times, you know, we have so many resources out there, but people are not taking advantage. And as someone who works, it's okay. As someone who works in a school, I feel like there's, sometimes so many students are not utilizing the resources.
Yes.
And I'm like, you guys, there's so much free stuff here. Once you go out into the real world, it costs, right?
No, for sure.
So I think taking advantage of those resources are so, so, so important. And like you said, maybe just reframing the language, maybe us as, and that's great feedback to know, then maybe we need to reframe a lot of the, a lot of the things that we are providing so that it seems more, I guess, enticing in the sense of, oh, that's something I want to be a part of, or that's something that I feel safe, you know, being, a, you know, being going, knocking on the counselor's office or whatever that may be. So I agree with that. Is there, and when we talk about our young men, I'm with you, you know, thinking about like just the young men that I have mentored, you know, who've come into my office and just were like, miss, you know, telling me, you know, they broke up with somebody or something like that. But I think, again, like our young men, sometimes they brush things off, you know, especially growing up in the city of Philadelphia, I think. We see a lot, whether it's stuff as you're walking to school, right? Or catching the train, catching the bus. There's a lot of violence, drugs, things of that nature, a lot of temptation, or things that you visually see on the way to school. And I ask them, you know, does that bother you? And they're like, oh, I'll be fine, I'm fine. I think a lot of things are brushed off, but I don't think they're actually processing anything. And so trying to encourage them, and men and women, but young men, you know, men and women, to like process what you're experiencing. Don't just brush it off as like, because I think we become so desensitized, you know, especially on the news. It's like another, you know, young and black or brown student has done this or has done that. It's like things are just seen and it's like, but we're not addressing, you know? And so really getting all of generations, but definitely this young generation that's coming, right?
So
to make sure to address what's going on in the inside of you.
For sure. I think a lot of kids are like that now. They brush it off because it's like they see feeling emotion or really being in tune with emotion and letting out a cry or anger, or like they see that as a form of weakness when it's really the other way around. Because the strength is feeling what you feel. I feel like that's how people become emotionally numb. When it's like, oh yeah, I'll be fine. Oh, yeah, I'll be fine. Oh, yeah, I'll be okay. Right. I mean, I kind of used to be like that with some, in some areas. I'm like, I'm all right. I'm good. I'm all right. But after a while, I was like, I'm not okay. Like, when is this going to stop? Right. So it's like,
and it's okay.
I don't care where I'm at. If I need to cry, I'm crying. That's what makes you stay sane. I think that's what makes you stay mentally and emotionally sane. That stuff will run you crazy. You will become like, really honestly sick. Like, you don't really understand, like, I don't, people don't understand how important that is. Because like my mom used to always be like, if you need to cry, cry. You might, that's how you be go crazy. You better feel
better let it out.
Let it out. But I just be like, I'm all right, like, I'm all right, I'm fine, I'm okay, I'm all right, but I'm telling a woman that carried me for 9 months that I'm okay. When she know that I'm not okay,
Because moms be knowing, like, okay? Nothing get past my mom.
It's like, at this point, and then when you get older, it's just like, I don't know, it's like you just, you have a shift where it's like, a change is just going to have to happen, like, I'm not okay, and that's okay. Like, it's to the point where I have to talk out loud. I have to talk out loud. I don't care who around. If I'm next to my friends. If you listening, I'm talking to you. But if you're not, I'm talking out loud because I need to just like, I need, I can't, it can't stay up here mentally. It has to come out. It's going to kind of make me go a little, you know, like I can't. And then I don't like that saying where they say, oh, if you talk to yourself and you answer yourself, you're crazy.
You are not crazy.
It's actually, it helps you. You need to process things. And sometimes you got to like really say it to really process it, because when you go to therapy or counseling, that's all you're doing.
That's
facts. Is you're talking out loud.
That's facts. I am a person that even like as a student, like I, the way I study is I talk myself through like, okay, this means this and this is why this means I talk out loud because I feel like it helps me to see if I'm understanding what I'm saying. So I feel like people say don't talk out loud, but I'm like, no, that's part of processing and that's okay whether someone else is there or not. Like talking to yourself is fine. I think that's a good point, is like letting it out.
Letting it out.
In a healthy way. Now, my question, another question I have for you is, what way do you think like your generation is most like misunderstood? So we know that we want you guys to, you know, express yourselves, know that therapy's okay. It's okay to not be okay. You know, making sure they're utilizing their resources. What ways, if whether it's social media headlines or things, like, do you feel like there's places like that, yo, you guys have us all wrong?
I think we're misunderstood when it comes to, and when I say this, I'm talking about like the knowledge, mm-hmm. Where it's like some people, some adults are like, you're a kid. You don't know yet. You don't know mm-hmm, nothing yet. Mm-hmm, you don't know yet, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like, we are young. We have that ignorance right. where we don't know, mm-hmm. but it's really some things that we just really know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's like, as like you said, time's changing, generations yeah. are changing. We know what we know for our generation. Mm-hmm. We just don't know what the other generation knew during right. their generation. So and I feel like it's really, it's just really just like say, that.
Every generation said that too. I think it's, another yeah. generation, like my mama's generation tried mm-hmm. to tell me, you don't know nothing, you young, mm-hmm. you young. And then we do the same thing to you guys, like, right. oh, y'all young, y'all really don't know. Mm-hmm. But I will say, I think us as an older generation, we need to do a better job of listening. Because, like you said, whether we may think you guys may not know everything, the mm-hmm. whole story, you do know something.
Right.
And listening, and there's something that we can learn from you guys.
Right.
And I think we have to be willing to learn. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times, you know, sometimes people get set in their ways or mm-hmm. set on the way their generation did it. Mm-hmm. The back in the day, I used to right. hate hearing that. In my day,
yes, in my time. Like this.
Well, it's a new time. You're going to yes. have to learn, right? No, for sure. And evolve and grow. And I think mm-hmm. that's so important. So mm-hmm. I think us learning to embrace mm-hmm. the new, like you said, there's yeah. like AI now. There's new technologies that,
new I everything. Mean,
Facebook was created, you know, by someone who was like 20-something, you know, now he's older. But,
right.
you know, young mm-hmm. people be knowing, right? So they it's do. Like you have to see... you know, generations mm-hmm. as like, hey, what can I learn?
Right.
You know, how can mm-hmm. I grow? And then I also think, now mm-hmm. you correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Do you feel like your generation is willing to learn from other generations? Do you guys see us as like the old people and like, right. oh, like.
So, well, for me personally, I'm a person that just really wants to dodge every bullet, right? Mm-hmm. And just avoid any problem. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yes, we have to learn things for ourselves, but for somebody that's older than me and that's experienced and mm-hmm. that's seen more than I have,
mm-hmm.
I'd rather rely on
right.
what do I need to do?
Right.
What should I do?
Mm-hmm.
If I do that, will it affect me? Because mm-hmm. even though I don't want to do this and it's something that I need to do, I'd rather mm-hmm. do what I need to do versus later on doing what I need to do because I got right. set back from doing what I wanted to do. So it's
right.
like, I'm always wanting to like listen and, mm-hmm. you know, take a few pointers and like advice. But I think in this generation for some kids, they will only be ready to listen when they found out that they should have listened.
That's a good point.
I think that's what it's like really.
Like I had to
really
like fail and trip a couple times mm-hmm. in order to realize, oh, I really need to
right.
listen.
It's like you tell mm-hmm. like you tell a kid like don't touch the iron, it's hot.
Right.
And then they like
oh oops, I wanna touch it, and then until they get burned.
And then they like, oh, I ain't touching that again.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, yeah,
go
yeah.
and learn my lesson. So mm-hmm. I think that's just really like, for example, like that's just really what it would probably take for some kids in
yeah.
my generation to really fall down so bad to the point it's like, okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm ready to listen.
Yeah.
I'm ready to be obedient and listen, right?
Yeah.
And then it's like, I learned that too on the, like a religion aspect of mm-hmm. it, because it's like, is this how I be when I listen to God?
Like, right.
But
we,
it's,
yeah.
It's like that. So it's like,
yeah.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I have experience with working with kids. So I learned that as well, where it's like, okay, just because they're a child, they know what they be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I think that's what kind of helped remove the ignorance I had when, as I was getting older and kids were younger than me, it's like, yeah, I see
right.
my parents talk about it. They a child, they don't know what they talk about. But sometimes it's certain things, it's like, when it's like life experience that mm-hmm. requires like a older, like teenage experience or like even, you know, more older than a teenager, like mm-hmm. your 20s, 30s, 40s, compared to a toddler
yeah.
an experience, it's like, okay, yeah, that child has ignorance to certain things
yeah.
when it comes to what you experience. But when it comes to really as like a child emotion or with how they feel and what they really don't feel comfortable doing, they want to be heard. And I think that's where some adults that have that ignorance, they should just get rid of it and really hear the child out.
Yes.
I think that's just really
don't
what
shut
it,
them
it
down.
Don't shut them down.
I'm
don't shut
so
them out,
with
for
you
sure.
on that, because a lot of people do that, like where mm-hmm. older adults will say, oh, you know, a child stay in their place.
Yes.
Or, and I don't, you know, mm-hmm. there are times where everyone needs to be in their place.
For
right?
sure.
Know your
yeah.
role. But I do think mm-hmm. that they're like, we need to also listen.
Right.
Because whether, you know, they may, you know, you're, as long as you're expressing yourself in a mm-hmm. healthy way, or even if it's unhealthy, hey, how can we manage that and
right.
make it more healthy?
Exactly.
And I think that creates growth. We mm-hmm. have to also learn as a, you know, an older generation mm-hmm. is there's teachable moments.
Right.
And we don't want to miss those teachable moments. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so important.
Right.
Is that we make sure that we are, you know, learning and guiding
yes.
a generation, not just sure. leaving them there, mm-hmm. you know, but like, oh, you'll figure it out, or you don't know nothing. Mm-hmm. Like you said, don't shut them down,
yeah.
but actually guide
like,
and mentor mm-hmm. and lead. And so in a healthy way.
Yeah.
So I'm with you on that. My last question to you is, what do you want to tell your generation? So since mm-hmm. you are a Gen Zer, what would you like to say to your Gen Z? Like, what would you want them to know? I know there's a lot. Pick your top two, top
right,
three
right.
that you feel like, hey, us as a generation, we need to either step up on this, or you're doing good at this, or we need to get better at this. Mm-hmm. What do you think is, like, some top things that you want to leave with your generation?
Definitely with my generation, I would definitely say if you are scared to do something, that's the main reason you should do it, to get out your comfort zone. Because it seems like when you don't get out your comfort zone, mm-hmm. nothing really takes off for you. And I learned that from experience. Because I wanted to start my own business,
mm-hmm.
And I was in 10th grade, but I was making excuses for myself at the time. I was mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm in 10th grade. I got no business starting a, like, I have no business starting a business. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just a
right.
child. I'm not legal. I'm mm-hmm. not old enough. And then it was just like, you know what? What could go wrong? Like, I'm in 10th grade. What do I have to lose? Like, I have nothing to lose. So that's what just made me start my cosmetologist, like my hair business, because
mm-hmm.
I'm a cosmetologist. And then because I hopped over that, like, hurdle of a fear,
mm-hmm.
I felt like I could conquer anything else. Like, I
yeah.
just kept another business after another business after another business. So it was like, if I did, I look back too sometimes, and it's like, if I didn't get over that fear and, like, get out of my head
yeah.
and stop, like, unmotivating myself, because
mm-hmm.
we are our biggest enemies.
We're
and we
biggest
are our
critics,
own
yeah.
critics and biggest, like, we're our own threat and competition.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if I didn't do that, I would not be able, like, to be here today and look back and be like, wow.
Yeah.
I am, like, 22.
And doing it.
I have, like, 4 businesses.
Yes.
So it's like, oh, if I never got over that fear, I wouldn't even have, like, 4 businesses right now. And I wouldn't really be able to motivate other people
mm-hmm.
that was in my footsteps and going through what they were wanting to go through, and they feel unmotivated.
Yeah.
So I would definitely say, like, get over that fear for sure.
Yeah.
What else would I tell my generation? That was one. I was just 2 more. I would honestly definitely say make you happy.
Mm.
Make yourself happy, because a lot of people kind of peer, like, we're not, you're not peer pressured, but, like, sometimes we just have some people in our circle, or just, like, in our lives, where it's just like, I think I will be happy if I do this and make
right.
this person happy. So it's like, if I think you should focus on
yeah.
making yourself happy, because what's that saying? You're here for a good time, not a long time.
Yes. Yeah,
you're here for a good time, not a long time. You want to really do what you want to do, because once you get to a certain age, it's just going to be like, wow,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, you're gonna look up like, oh, I'm 40, I'm 50, I'm 60,
mm-hmm.
and my life just flashed before my eyes. I didn't do anything
mm-hmm.
I wanted to do, and you're gonna
mm-hmm.
be, wish I shoulda, coulda, woulda, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the
yeah.
biggest thing that we, the most thing that we don't get back is time. We never
that's,
get time back,
mm-hmm.
right? So I think that's another thing. And the last one is, don't be hard on yourself.
That's a good
like
one.
No one's perfect. Like, you're not gonna have a perfect life. You
no.
gonna mess up.
At
but
all.
Every
yes.
every like every what they say, they in my generation, they say, if you take an L, right?
Yes.
But if you take an L,
which is a loss. People.
Right, which is a loss. If you take a loss, it's nothing but
mm-hmm.
still a win, because you are
mm-hmm.
learning and
yeah.
you know not to do it again.
Yeah.
So I think that's really what it is.
I love to be that. Honest.
Yeah. I think this is really my main thing I would tell my degree. Yes. And we're never alone because people feel like they're alone.
Yes. So you are not alone. And tap into your community. For sure. And I think that is so mm-hmm. important. I think everything that you shared, mm-hmm. It can go for not only your generation, but I think for all people. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy that we got to have this conversation.
For sure.
And just to show, I think this episode is near and dear to my heart because it's just showing, like, if we have more conversations intergenerationally, right? It doesn't have to be, oh, I stick with my, you know, my age group. No, if we have more conversations across generations, we'll get to learn from one another and grow and for all sure. that kind of stuff. So
It's the growth for me.
Sure.
My generation needs to read more.
Oh, yes. Please
because like, they definitely need to read more. I actually put that, I'm writing a couple books. And I put that in there.
How can they follow you? So when you know, books and all these things that you have going on, how can they follow Instagram. You so they can stay with it?
I'm on Instagram and TikTok. I'm really actually not on Twitter.
Okay.
Right. I'm
not on Twitter anymore. I have an account, but I'm not active on
Twitter.
I'm actually
on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram.
Okay.
But all three is Shiny SLA.
Okay, Shiny SLA. So we will put that in the show notes so that way they can follow you for all your businesses, your books, and all the things that you have going on. And I just thank you so much and I'm so grateful to just be able to connect again. And it's like a full circle moment.
I know, because you see me and I was just like.
Yes, I didn't grow any, but you did. But,
it's okay.
But I'm just so grateful. And I think this conversation was much needed. And I'm just grateful. So thank you for being on. And to my Mogul fam, thank you so much for tuning in to this another episode. And I just hope that you join us again and stay tuned. Peace. Now, don't forget to click the subscribe button so that you never miss an episode. I'll be bringing you a new episode every week. Also, don't forget to follow your host, your girl, Darcell Laurie, on IG at Darcell World. And of course, you know I love hearing from you. So make sure that you send all your questions, topics, even guests that you would love to hear from at mogultalkpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to Mogul Talk with Darcell Laurie, where success is just a byproduct of who we are. Make sure to join us next week for another great episode. Until then, continue to talk and live like a mogul.